Hi guys, Steve here. I just wanted to apologize before this episode. I screwed up the audio on this one, so my own microphone during this episode will sound kind of crappy. I hope it's not too bad that you can't bear with it. I've tried to fix it up as best I can, but it's still not super. We've still got a great pre-recorded interview with Evan Hocking. It starts around the 23-minute mark, so that's all clear. But yeah, I just hope it's not too bad, and sorry to let you down if you feel that way. We'll get it right for next time, I promise. All right, catch ya.
Welcome to the Draft Doctors Fantasy Footy Podcast with your hosts, John Crockett, Steve Fizz, and the Statesman.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett, and we are talking round three, Captain's Lounge and late week pickups. And to help me do that, as always, Stevie Fizz, how you doing, mate?
I'm doing good, Joe. On fire in our league of record. Just blowing it up.
2-0, some pretty handy scores coming out of there and some interesting trades coming out today, as we saw just before we went to recording this.
Unbelievable trades going down in our own league. A bit worried about my boys, though. The bench is starting to fill up with
injuries
and suspensions.
Not good. Not good at all. And as always, to help us is the Statesman. How are you going down there, mate?
Wonderfully well, gentlemen. I will say I'm pretty confident of giving at least another two Ripper captain options, but I want to do a very early apology for my last late pickup. You'll probably never forgive me, but it's got to be mentioned tonight.
I don't know where he's going with this.
I don't. But I must apologise.
I can't believe I've written the name down either, but I have.
I must apologise for my captains from last week because all of them sucked.
I'm sure he will bring that up as well. I get the feeling.
How many of your captain options from last week, John, are actually playing in round three?
Round three, I've got one. One.
Good selections.
A bit of news coming out of the week. If you're a Matthew Cruiser owner, abort, 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 because Tom Phillips has come off the long-term injury list and he is now back on the senior list. So if you can get a deal done, do it now before any of your teammates and league mates see the news.
That's good thinking, Jono. We did tell people to plan for that.
Yes, we did. A bit earlier than expected. I thought long-term injury had to be 8 weeks. Yeah interesting. Sean Dempster, absolute warrior for the Saints, announced his retirement yesterday. He had a few knocks to the head and had some independent testing, and with a young family and a wife, just thought, don't want to risk any more knocks to the head. And as we've seen in America, some crazy stuff linked to concussions.
Look, he did the right thing by his family. He signed that extra one-year deal, never played again.
Good well payout. Done. Great payout, the Aussie way. And if you're Harley Bunnell owners, again, abort, abort, abort. He's gone down with another calf injury. They're saying 1 to 2 weeks, but it's been a long 1 to 2 weeks over the journey for old Harley Bunnell.
I'm pretty sure he and Brett Delidio are sitting on a beach somewhere, calves on like some nice sand, just resting, having a mojito or something. Although, apparently I saw a video with Brett Delidio on it this week. I'm pretty sure they've edited him in using green screen and whatnot. But
special effects at the GWS?
Absolutely. I'm pretty sure, you know, they're in Sydney. They can go down to Fox Studios and
to Matrix that up.
I don't know, maybe.
Well, I was reading the injury list and they're like, we have no idea. Brett Delidio's a mystery, right? About it. Just like, spin the wheel and see what happens. Harley Bunnell. Isaac Heaney. Back up and running, looking like a round five return. That old 1 to 2 weeks just going to be extended after 1 to 2 weeks and 1 to 2 weeks, you would think. But that round five is the earliest he's going to return back to the Swans. And Grant Birchall, missing a month with that fractured jaw. So as we saw in our legal record, someone traded for him.
Well, you know, injured players are good steak knives, aren't they, sometimes, Jono? Sometimes you've got to clear your bench of the clutter.
You do, you do. And if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can do that by checking us out on Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors or at Statesman33. Check out the website, thedraftdoctors.com.au, or head over to Facebook and just search The Draft Doctors there. But today we are talking captains and late week pickups, and we are our first captains off the cab off the rank is Steve. Fire away, mate.
Yeah, and when we're doing our captains, we're not choosing you. We're not telling you Captain Dangerfield. If you drafted Dangerfield and Fife and Pendles, you're probably rolling them out. So we're just, if you've got some injuries, maybe you had Jack Stephen, maybe you had whatever is one of your top midfielders. So
rumour of Robbie Gray not playing this week as well.
Well, who knows? Anyway, my first captain is Brody Grundy from Collingwood. Massive game last week. And with the 123 and 134 in Supercoach. And a great loophole option, Jono, if you're playing in a league with the loophole situation, playing on the Friday night, obviously, so you can put the VC on him. That's the vice captain, not the Viet Cong.
You do not want the Viet Cong in your team.
No.
They're good at tackles.
They're not so good on defence. They're very strong on the attack.
Very much so.
Yeah, but Brody Grundy and, you know, Rucks have scored pretty nicely against the Swans so far. I'm pretty confident he's definitely good for a ton. So no problems with Brody Grundy. My second captain, Ollie Wines.
The beast.
Tunned up in both showdowns.
States are just fuming right here.
Well, these guys are from my teams. He's tunned up in both showdowns in Supercoach and Dream Team last year. So that's pretty fantastic. And he's just, we all know he's in ripping nick to start the season off.
For sure.
And he's Statesman's fantasy best and fairest, so he's obviously a superstar. And my risky pick, Jono. Couldn't come any riskier than a man who scored 58 last week. Heath Shaw.
That is risky.
That's risky.
Hey, can't be blamed for the ball not coming down.
That's true. How's this? The last three, who are they playing this week? North Melbourne.
Yes.
The last three times he's played North Melbourne, averaging in Dream Team, 117, in Supercoach, 118. And there's a couple of 120s in both of those formats. So a bit risky, but if you were really devoid of options, I think Heath Shaw's got a bit of upside.
Be interesting as well, seeing as I don't think GWS have played in Tasmania before.
They have, apparently, and they got their butts kicked.
Okay.
So it was obviously in the
early days, and my history did not scroll that far back.
There you go.
Statesman, who are your captains for this week?
Brody Grundy and Ollie Wines were the clear two, but I do agree they are from Steve's allocated teams. But I actually went through all the matchups, and besides the captain obvious, I just really couldn't find anyone, to be honest. So that's why I landed on those two, and I think they're going to score really big. But I will go back to one of my favourites, which is Stephen Martin. Against St Kilda, Hickey has actually given up some big scores. So I think Stephen Martin would be a great option this week. But I'll give you a smoky from heaven, Elliot the Yo-Yo. Averaging 111 in AFL Fantasy, 120 in Supercoach in his first two games, scored 121 and 113 in his last two games against Richmond. The 113 was at the MCG, is where they're playing this weekend. I'm saying the Yo-Yo is no longer. I suggested he change his nickname last week, and I think this is the case of Elliot's just about to burst out, and he is a magnificent smoky captain option for this week.
So we're sitting here at a desk, and I'll tell you what, if I was ever going to captain Elliot Yo, the table would rise because my cojones would be lifting it up. They'd need to be that big to captain Elliot Yo.
And I like his Steph Martin one, because we have seen Billy Longer named on the extended bench as well. So, not good there. I guess you didn't really look at the matchups too well there, Statesman, because I found a one, Tom Mitchell, who's playing the Gold Coast this week. In Dream Team, he's got just a lazy 142.
Statesman will say he's an obvious captain.
Yes, correct.
Oh, okay. Never gone under 130, a top score of 163. And Supercoach, not far behind that, average of 138. Again, not going under 130 and a top score of 144. So, if you're a Tommy Mitchell owner, you're liking those numbers.
You don't think Ablett's going to turn it on for pride's sake?
Hawthorn are going to pummel them into a ground. I can see another 100-point loss coming up here, because Hawks are 0-2. They're a proud club. They're coming out to play. My next captain is Joel Selwood, playing the Demons, likes playing the Demons, has an overall average of 115 Supercoach, 102 Dream Team. He's gone 118 in Supercoach in his last four with a top score of 144 and an average of 112 average in Dream Team for Joel Selwood in his last four with a top score of 126.
Good numbers.
Very good numbers. And my captain risky this week is our good mate, Tom Liberatore, leading the tackles by a country mile in the AFL, you would think. Averages 90 in Dream Team against Freo with a top score of 129. And he's got a 100 average in Supercoach against him, so top score of 133. So he's played him about half a dozen times, so I don't mind it. Against a poor...
I guess it's your risky pick.
It is risky, so he's only gone a ton about two or three times against Fremantle, so it is quite risky. But if you would like to follow us and listen to subscribe to the show, you can do that by checking us out on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. We do appreciate it when you do leave a review. It helps us with our brand and get us out there, Steve, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
And we do have a review this week coming from Hopeless Coach. He says the draft...
Is that you? You've left a review?
Maybe if I'm coming from the keeper league, but top of the ladder still there in the listener league there, and you've slid to third there, Statesman.
2-2.
Big time. The draft doctors provide an excellent service. I look forward to their weekly releases. I feel like they provide a great left of field position advice not found anywhere else. Plus, they promptly really... to my reply, he's put that the wrong way around. Plus, they reply promptly to my incessant Facebook messages. Cheers, guys.
We do reply to all the messages.
Certainly do, and that's what the people love. And now moving on to our late week pickups. Starting off with Steve. Who have you got, mate?
Oh, you gotta turn the page. All right. So if you need a midfielder, I'm going to suggest a couple here. Trent Dumont from North Melbourne. We know he's been averaging pretty nicely and getting decent game time. And Sam Pepper. Now, I know his ownership's high in Ultimate Footy, but the thing about Ultimate Footy is everyone plays their keeper leagues there, so all the young guys are kind of super owned compared to AFL Fantasy and that. So I think AFL Fantasy, I think he's made for the showdowns. He's doing pretty nicely, so I think he's a decent pickup. On the defensive side, Marley Williams and Luke McDonald. Okay, so I'm thinking Marley Williams sort of hit a little bit of form. His Supercoach score was really nice last week, and defenders have actually scored okay against the Giants. You got to think the Giants are probably going to have more of the ball, so the ball will be down there. And Luke McDonald actually scored in the 80s last year against GWS, so I think they're both okay. We did see Laird and KK both go pretty nicely against GWS when you would have thought maybe it was a tough matchup for them. For the forwards, he's in. It might be the extended bench. I don't care. It's going to be wet.
Saints was walking out here.
It doesn't matter. He's lighting the VFL up. Reese is in.
The old Palmer, eh?
Mate, if it's wet as a shag...
Which is predicted here in Melbourne on Sunday afternoon.
Predicted. No skill required. Wet conditions. He'll tackle his way to 80.
And maybe snag a few.
Yeah, maybe. Well, might go into the crowd and have a few snags. I don't know about that, but I just had to get it in there. Travis Cloke, if you can find him on your waiver wire. I know he's...
gone up to about 70%, over 70% ownership now. So.
Yeah, so he's still floating around there in some leagues, the deeper leagues. Probably taken, but he might be there. Certainly great option against Fremantle.
And when we do talk to these players, we are talking about that 65% ownership, just so that it gives you a chance to pick them up and not say a player who's been owned by 80%. So it's a very slim chance of ownership, so still a chance to get them in your league.
Yeah, and we've got our six teams, and I found it really hard to try and recommend any Richmond players. I know they're going really nicely, but West Coast, just they're not giving fantasy points up.
No, they're not.
So that was a bit tough.
And Statesman, who have you got for your late week pickups? I'm really keen to hear this one.
I've got two players from my teams and two from outside. Haley Balich is first up for Frio. He's going to debut on the weekend, owned by 28%. Keeps turning up in the waffle, makes his debut. He is a forward mid who was a steal in the 2015 draft. If in the midfield rotations, we'll score big, but more likely to play in that forward line. So expect somewhere between the 60 and 70, but if he gets running through that midfield, he should rack up the 80s. The next one is from Adelaide, being Riley Knight, owned by 18%, averaging 70 already. And as a forward who racks them up in the SANFL, that is a solid start to his AFL career and could build into scores in the 80s if he keeps his spot in the team. They are travelling quite well, so they're unlikely to make many changes. But just be mindful, there's some real quality depth players outside of Adelaide at the moment. Before I get on to the big one, I will quickly mention Ethan Hughes, which was added on once we saw the team selections. 6% ownership in Frio, and as a backman, will get a great opportunity to score well. His debut game a couple of years ago, he scored 93, so he showed he can rack up the footy at AFL level and has been doing so in the waffle for quite a while. Why, you may ask, do I mention this name? I don't know the answer, but there is a little bit of theory. Ty Vickery is the player. Jeremy Cameron, only a history of 63 AFL fantasy points in his career, scored 117 against the Gold Coast. Ty has had a four-goal game against the Gold Coast before and could be a one-week inclusion for you, especially if you're carrying Jesse Hogan, for example, who is out for the week, or one or two of the players that are currently injured. He is not a long-term option for your draft team, but he could very well score a ton against the Gold Coast this week. And I promise that I'll never mention Ty Vickery again.
Maybe I should play him in our own league.
Worth the risk.
We'll see how it goes. We can talk about it on Sunday night and I can just lambast you publicly.
Hey, I got on that bandwagon first. I jumped off pretty quickly, but I got on it first. All right, kicking off my late week pickup, starting off with the couple of players from my team. I've got Tim Membry and Josh Bruce from St Kilda playing the Brisbane Lions. We know that key forwards have gone well against the Lions in the past. Membry's owned by 61%, Bruce 22%. You think the form that Harris Andrews is in shutting down key forwards, one of them's going to get off the chain. So good chance you're going to pick him up there. So,
I reckon Brisbane are a sneaky chance in this game.
Depends if Nick Riewoldt plays or not. I have a feeling he could be laid out this week.
That's got a few out.
And their midfield as well. It's a pretty good midfield. Yeah, it's a possibility, but just wait. Watch that space. Billy Hartung, back in the team there for the Hawks. 42% ownership there. He's only played twice against the Gold Coast Suns, but he's actually scored pretty well in both formats. Turned up in Dream Team in his first game against them and then scored an 80 and then went about a 90 and a 70 in Supercoach. So not a horrible option if you're looking for that M7 in your midfield there in both formats. And from a couple of other teams, we've got Benny Brown for North Melbourne. 17% ownership. North haven't actually been horrible as a team this year, so playing down at Launceston, as we said before, GWS have only played there once. We know it's a swirly ground. I mean, we saw Goldie and that kick five goals each last year. Higgins kicked about four or five, so not a bad option for old big Benny Brown there. And my last one is old Heath Grundy from the Sydney Swans, owned by 31% of people. They're playing against Collingwood this on Friday night. Collingwood's run inside 50. It's not great. Not great at all. And
their delivery is even worse.
Yes. So we saw the Tigers defenders score quite well against them last week, and Basha Hooley, Alex Rant and that. And so he can take all the marks, especially with Dan Rampey still out with that broken arm. So
be a great Supercoach pick, John.
Absolutely. I'm just waiting for the betting markets to form most marks, and I'll be jumping all over Heath Grundy or Callum Mills. He should come to form.
Yeah, Yeah, you would think he's a good DFS play.
Yeah.
And I'd just like to help the Tasmanian listeners who may be thinking about going to the game this weekend. I prefer that you travel or stay in Hobart rather than go to Launceston, like Jono suggested. Hawthorn play in Launceston, Jono, and North Melbourne actually play Blundstone Arena, which is in Hobart, capital city of our great state.
Capital city of Australia, really.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
I don't know.
Well, that. I don't know. The Tigers up in bloody Cape York now, so I don't know what to think, Jono.
Yeah, that's a long trek for you if you want to go getting your Tasmanian Tiger.
They're kind of different.
They're bigger, stronger, no, faster.
One's up. Well, everything's bigger in Queensland.
That's true.
Yeah. I remember getting out of the airport. I'm like, why is everyone like 7 foot and built like a goddamn
Adonis?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't go to Queensland.
Scary as hell. Put me in my place.
Anything else regarding trades or anything that's happened during the week that you want to bring up?
Well, I tried to make some trades and no one bought, so I'm
a bit peeved.
A bit miffed. Yeah.
But we've got a special attachment to the show this week, Steve. You had a chat with Evan Hocking. If that name sounds familiar, that's because he's the brother of Essendon player Heath Hocking. Evan is a stand-up comedian with a show at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival starting this week. And if you'd like to check out his show, you can do that by checking out www.trybooking.com, enter the promo code CHEERS, and book and go see Evan Hocking. It's a great show. I've seen him a couple of times. He's a great comedian. Takes the piss out of his brother in the Essendon saga, so not sure if he's still doing those jokes, but I had a great time when I saw him.
Yeah, the links to the to get tickets to the show are up on
Facebook,
Twitter, and Facebook, so you can certainly find them there. But yeah, had a great chat with him, John. Why don't we have a listen?
Yeah, so we got something completely different, guys. One of the best times in Melbourne, as you know, when the football starts, the comedy festival also starts, and I've got with me one of the best young comics in Melbourne, Evan Hocking, joining me today to have a bit of a chat, something a bit different for you guys, but it's great to have him down. Evan, how you doing, man?
I'm very good, Stevie. It's good to see you, and you're very kind on the young up-and-coming comic. Up-and-coming, don't know about young, but I'll take it.
Well, that's all right. Young in, young in my eyes compared to some of the other comics, but we've done a few gigs together back in the day. For some of the new listeners who don't know, I used to do open mic comic, and I'll put it into a fantasy football sense. I was much like your Zach Dawson, and Evan's more like your Adam Treloar, just someone you want to take. But you've got a new show out at the festival this year, man, called The Morning After.
The Morning After, and it's nothing to do with the pill. It is to do about drinking, which I see it's 3 o'clock on a Monday afternoon, Steve, and you've already, is that the first one you're on today?
Or? Well, I'm a greenkeeper, it's,
So you're an alcoholic, really?
Well, it's, back to the comedy.
We won't put a name on it. Yeah, no,
back
that's
to the
all
comedy.
Right.
What's the show about?
The show is about it. Well, it's about drinking. It's about waking up the morning after a big night with no recollection of the night before. And during the show, I highlight and run through a 2 week period in my life 6 years ago where I was living in Port Douglas and I made a few mistakes that cost me a lot. So I'm not going to give away what it cost me if you want to come see the show. But it's a fun show, and I take you on a journey. It's like a reality TV. I take you on a journey, and at the end we wind up and well, I'm not going to tell you how it ends up, but it's fun.
It sounds messy.
It's very messy. It was a very messy 2 weeks. Like I said, I had 2 weekends in a row where the first weekend we had off football, so it was Friday, Saturday, Sunday night. And in Port Douglas, the time of year, if anyone's been to Port Douglas, it was May, and Carnival was on, which Carnival is a 10-day festival, basically, where they have certain events, like they have the street parade on the Friday. They had a Queensland Bulls Masters cricket game on the Saturday. So Jimmy Marr was up there. Wendell Saylor played.
Well, Wendell Saylor likes a good time.
He loves a good time. I saw him on the Friday night in Port Douglas, and I've got photos of me kissing his biceps and stuff at one of the local pubs. So I really loved Wendell, and he loved the attention. He's a massive man. He had huge biceps. So Saturday was a big night at the big day at the cricket, and then they had a food and wine night on the Saturday night, and then seafood extravaganza on the Sunday. So I woke up Monday just fuzzy. I was very fuzzy and no idea sort of what I'd done. And then the following weekend was another thing where a drunk prank turned into a really bad time. So that's what the show's about. So
something very relatable, I think.
Something relatable.
Our audience. I think we've all had a few fuzzy moments in our time. I don't ever remember kissing Wendell Saylor's biceps.
Well, not everyone can claim that. So I like to think I'm in rare air there. Rare company.
That's pretty special. So you've been back in Melbourne for a few years now.
It's been a while. I've probably been back. I got back near the end of 2011. So I'm just hanging on to that Port Douglas thing, because there was a little bit of material about Port Douglas in last year's show. But yeah, I thought I'd spoken to mates about this story, and they said, "Oh, mate, you've got to tell that on stage." So I made my mind up. I'm going to do a show about it, and it's been hard work to try and turn the actual narrative and the story into it's an engaging story, but it's hard to lighten it up because it's a pretty full on topic that I'm covering and a full on prank.
Man, sounds I'm intrigued. Intrigued. People should get down and see this.
I'm building
one.
It up, yeah.
But we know you've played a bit of footy, haven't you?
Yes, yep.
And one of the things that's interesting to me is we've put on nights at sports clubs together.
Yep.
But you've gone to another level where you're doing a comedy night, but you've also played footy for the club during the day. And I got to know, do you have to up your game if you go a bit short of touches?
You do, and a lot of the times, sometimes the comedy starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, more than just 8:30 at night. So yeah, I'll run you through what we did. Now the Nelson Twins, if you've heard of them, they were on Australia's Got Talent about 10 years ago, and they're still going on about it. It's their only claim to fame, really.
Besides the beards,
that's right. They've got a sister as well who's got a beard exactly the same. They're hairy family, but they came up with this idea where we should do a package where those two, myself and another footballer / comedian, Tom Seagate, who's actually got a show at the festival where I am called The Suburban Football. If you've been on Facebook, you follow The Suburban Football. He's got over 50,000 Facebook followers.
A lot of funny videos there.
A lot of videos. And you might notice the bearded burblers and myself in those videos. But they came up with this package where in 2015 where we should go play for, say, a country or a suburban side during the day and then do a gig that night. And I'll tell you about the first gig was actually down this way. Myself and Tommy, we played a practice game for Langwarrin Twos out at Somerville.
Yeah.
So
the Kangaroos.
The Kangaroos, yeah. So we went and played in the Twos and actually went all right. I hadn't trained, to be honest. So, but it went all right. And we rocked up to the game, and the coach said, "All right, Tom and Evan, they're going to play today." And all the players afterwards, they said, "Oh, do you guys actually play?" And said, yeah. We play football. They sort of rocked up like Husey in the Legends, or Pete Hallier in the Legends game. You know, they thought we hadn't played. Said, no, we play football. So anyway, we played the game. We won the game. And then me and Tommy, we went and set the gear up at the footy club. And I think at about 6 o'clock that night, we've fallen in a heap. We're like, oh, we are rooted.
Yeah.
We went and had something to eat. And then we actually went down the Frankston foreshore and just laid on the grass for a bit and had about an hour of kip. We were rooted. Yeah. But the night was great, though. The night was fantastic. Yeah, so that was good fun. That was a good night. Then 2 weeks later, we went and played for Bega up in New South Wales. Yeah. And we actually found out something about the dude who, you know, the cheese factory up there?
Yes.
Apparently, he was a pedophile. So, sorry, we probably shouldn't talk about that. But we went and played for Bega. We had another good win. We won by about 130 points over last year's premiers. So we were the good luck charms.
The boys are doing well at this point. You're booking in some gigs for next year.
That's right. things are going well. We're 3 from 3. Then that was it for that year because obviously cut off. We couldn't get clearances. Then we went and played a practice game up for Palmerston, up in Darwin.
Jesus.
Yeah. So a long way up. Now, this was our preparation. On the Thursday night, we got to Darwin. We had a gig in Darwin. We got on the piss till about, maybe 3 o'clock that morning. Then the next day, we had to drive to Katherine, which was probably about 3 hours.
Oh, God.
Did the gig in Katherine Friday night. Got on the piss till, 3 or 4 in the morning. And then we drove 3 hours back. We got back to our hotel and thought, oh, God, do we have to play this practice game? We were absolutely knackered. And we ended up playing the practice game. Well, to be honest, sort of like they didn't invite us. We weren't warmly sort of welcomed, I think. sort of like, what is going on? Are we actually meant to be playing? But we ended up playing the last quarter of this practice game. It was probably 35 degrees, 90% humidity. And I'm probably glad we only played the one quarter. But we had another win.
My goodness.
So that was good.
That's a good track record. I don't know about the 3 a.m. bender dehydration.
Not in Darwin. Don't do it in Darwin. It's not good at all. So yeah, we were struggling. But the gig was good fun. And yeah, so that was 2015. And then myself and the Nelson twins, we played a game last year for Nunawading.
I was going to ask you about this
one. Yeah. What have you heard? Tell me about it. Yep.
They got a bit of infamy, the old Nunawading side, with their 400-point loss.
They were losing very, very badly. They hadn't won a game all year. I think the biggest loss was maybe, could have been 50 goals or something like that.
Unbelievable.
And we thought, we'll help them out and we'll do the night for free and give them a chop out. So we went down. I actually had some paid work that day. I knocked it on the head and I thought, yeah, I'll go down, help out Nunawading. Everything was good. And I was actually playing against a few mates who I played with at Moorabbark. They were playing for Kilsyth, the other side. And halfway through, it might have been the third quarter, one of the coach who I played with, because we were down by maybe 30 goals at that stage, and we hadn't kicked a goal. And my mate said, geez, you couldn't pay me enough to go play for these guys. I said, do you want to know the thing? We're doing this for free.
So you didn't bring a Fev-like result to the board?
No. We couldn't really pull that off.
There's a limit to your skills.
We did a lot of the work down the back line. And unfortunately on that day, we couldn't bring the guys a win and we couldn't even bring them a goal.
No goals.
I think we kicked 4 behinds for the day.
So that's got to be a tough night afterwards.
That was a very tough night. And I'll tell you about this as well, because during the day, they had a 10-year reserves premiership reunion. So obviously the guys got there at 12 and they'd started drinking very early on. And we were meant to go on at like 8 o'clock at night. So you can imagine what state these guys are in.
Pretty rough.
But everyone got in. They started getting into the comedy night. Now, I was going on first. I was doing about 5 minutes. Just bang, bang, bang. Just tell the jokes. Get them out there. Don't elaborate too much. I'm getting these jokes out. And there are a few people sort of talking up the back. It was all the reserves guys.
Yeah.
Telling everyone how good they were 10 years ago and how good they were, that day. And then this guy actually walked past because it was from the reserves premiership side, and there was someone filming the with a video camera filming the gig, and he walked past the cameraman. This bloke, he shook the kid like, and I saw the cameraman. He wasn't too happy. I said, "Mate, just chill out, take it easy, just relax." And he looked at me. He goes, "Mate, shut up, or I'm going to knock you out." I said, "Oh, okay, all right, no worries." I thought, all right, I'll just settle him down. I said, "Mate, it's okay, just relax, just leave the camera alone." He goes, "Seriously, mate, shut up, or I'm going to knock you out." And he was a big dude. I think, I could be in a bit of trouble here. So I said, mate, I'll just chill out, just take it easy. And I thought I better try and get him on side. So I said, mate, it's okay, everything's fine, just like I said, take it easy. And to be honest, I just want to say congratulations on what you achieved 10 years ago. Good on you, mate. And I just want to say well done, because you've done something that I've never done. He looked at me. He sort of pumped his chest out a bit. He goes, what, haven't you played in a premiership? I said, no, I've never played twos. So And then he knocked me out. So it was, it was a good gig. Good night. It was a good gig, yeah.
There's nothing funny about comedy.
And the other one about that, I chipped my tooth that day as well. I went up in the ruck, I copped a near an elbow and cracked a tooth. So that was that's the last game I've played, and I don't think I'm going to pull the boots on again.
For free.
Yeah. I should have just gone down one of the local pubs and gotten a blue or something. That would have been cheaper. They could have not broken me nose as well.
Yeah. So, look, we know you're a bit of a footy star from what you've told me.
Well, before I was 30. We won't talk about that last game.
In your Darwin practice matches. But what do you know? This is a fantasy footy podcast.
Yeah.
What do you know about fantasy footy? Are you a super coacher?
Mate, I haven't done super coach since 2007. So, to be honest, I took up too much time.
Yeah,
it took up too much time. That's what happened. Because I had mates, I was in leagues with them, and this and that, and it took over their life. You know, they had kids, and their kids were going hungry. Their kids weren't.
Yeah, that's,
you know, it was just like some mates were in like three sides. It was almost like they quit their job.
That's just sad, Evan. I don't know anyone who would go that far.
So for me, my last year of fantasy football super coach was 2007. That was before I moved to Port Douglas.
So you had a forward line of like Matty Primus and Warren Treadray and...
Oh, no. I can't remember my last... When did super coach start? It must have been around the 06.
Yeah, it was a long...
07?
It's over... Yeah, I think it was 05, something like that. Yeah. It's over 10 years.
Yeah. So then I moved to Port Douglas, and obviously I didn't have Foxtel up there, and it was all rugby. So
yeah.
I sort of lost a bit of touch with the AFL. And, you know, I was, I think I was when Carmichael Hunt started playing for the Gold Coast, I thought maybe I'll get another side going, because that's all I knew. Carmichael Hunt was the only player I knew. Yeah.
Whatever happened to Carmichael Hunt, Izzy Folau and that experiment?
That went well. That went well, didn't it? Now the Gold Coast have reaped the benefits of that. They're flying.
One thing we're really upset about this year, and we don't know where to go.
Okay.
We were big fans last year of Roosey. We love Paul Roos, but more important, we love Paul Roos' hair.
Oh, that haircut. I think his hair's actually got darker as he's got older. There's got to be a rinse through. You, Stevie, being a ball, you must look at his hair and just go, why can't I be Roosie?
There's a lot of envy. But the question is, which coach has the best hair in the AFL today?
Oh, you can't just... you got to go Bevo.
It's got a nice wave.
Oh, mate. Just off the top of my head, you look at Bevo and he's a surfer. He's got that wave. You can imagine him just doing like the... who is it when they pop up from underneath the water and shake their hair off?
It's not Kelly Slater. Hair,
and you can imagine him in his boardies. You know, it's definitely not Kelly Slater. But you can imagine him in his boardies. I reckon he'd have a six-pack, and you'd just love to run your hands through Bevo's hair, wouldn't you? Would you? Or have I thought too much about this?
Well,
this is my fantasy.
Your Wendell Saylor thing's just got me all
I'd kiss Bevo's biceps. Don't worry about that.
If you're a shark, you wouldn't be swimming anywhere near Bevo.
Oh, you wouldn't. Why not?
Well, he'd take you out.
He probably would. Actually, that's exactly right. You'd sort of just nuzzle up to him, wouldn't you? Just rub your nose on his on his abs or something. I don't know.
He's a hard-looking man.
Yeah. Okay. So who? All right. Let's run through the other coaches. Clarko's getting a bit. No, he's very. He's more. He's very. He's haircut,
like Don Pike.
There's nothing.
It's just all business.
There's no flair. All. It's like it's like a haircut you could set your watch to, isn't it? That's right. So Pike's got nothing. Let's run through Johnny Longmire. Nah, he's all business. All forehead.
Ken Hinckley's
Batlin, Rocket E. Let's not go there. Brisbane?
Head.
Who's coaching? Oh, Chris Fagan. Oh, I'm not really down on Chris Fagan's hairdo. Where are we in the West? Who's over in the West? Adam Simpson, is he coaching?
Yeah.
Well, he's pretty business as well.
Fox.
Silver Fox, he has gone grey, hasn't he?
Ross Lyon,
he hasn't changed. There's nothing you do with that head.
You got Bucks, he's got the Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah,
style.
He hasn't changed at all.
Giant jaw.
Big jaw, isn't it? Big jaw. He's very square head. Who else? St Kilda? Where are we?
Richo.
Nah, same again.
There's no flair.
It's shit, to be honest. Let's go. GWS.
Leon Campbell.
Well,
Silver Fox.
This is ridiculous.
Well, it's no wonder the Beveridge won the premiership.
Well, that's right.
The players get behind a good haircut.
Well, they do. They do.
Look at the turnaround Melbourne's got.
That's exactly right. Yeah, yeah. And what's Goodwin doing? He's pretty short as well.
Yeah.
Well, it's only really Bevo. I reckon everyone's got a shit hairdo in the AFL. What about the other Melbourne side? Carlton, who's?
Bolton.
Bolton? Yeah, well, he's business. He's business. There's not much.
It's a terrible situation.
Well, Bevo's the best of a bad lot, but what a way to do it.
You got to respect the beard, though.
Well, beards are in fashion. Who's running the
Big Maxi Gawn?
Oh, mate, Maxi. He is isn't he, Larrikin?
That's a huge man.
He's a big man. Didn't he have a good, how did his super coach go last year?
Fantastic. He was the second best player.
Yeah, okay, right. So, and run us through, you've been obviously super coach for a long time.
A long, 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 long time.
So run us through how it affects your life, how it affects your marriage, how it affects everything, your work. Are you one of these guys, you're on it at Smoker when you're talking about who's doing this, who's doing that?
Yeah. Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
It's good I'm not micromanaged, I'll put it that way.
Good.
Yeah.
Good.
But sometimes, you know, you win and maybe you get the leg over, and sometimes you lose and your cat disappears.
And you just run on the one side?
There's a couple of sides. With the podcast, we got to be on top of it. But, man, like, the show sounds fantastic. One of the big things I know about, you got to get the audience there. Have you been flyering?
I have been flying. The thing is, I'm out in St Kilda. I'm at the Hotel Barclay, so I'm not in and around the town hall. So that is where anyone in Melbourne, if you've walked past the town hall, there'll be 500 people trying to fly, trying to get into shows. Now, I haven't been there yet because I'm out in St Kilda, so I've just been flying a few of the hookers on Grey Street,
yep,
and trying to get a few of them in. Unfortunately, my time at 7 sort of clashes with their first shift, so that doesn't really work. On Sundays, I'm at 5:30, so every now and then I might be able to get a few in, but a lot of it's backpackers, and
yep,
you know what, backpackers, geez, they're tight.
Yes.
I can't, I'm offering them $5 tickets, and they still can't part with $5 to come see a show about drinking.
What I don't get, what I find funny, because is people tend to go see Arj Barker for the 58th time.
Yes.
Telling the same sort of jokes. And there's so many fantastic local comics out there. Like yourself.
You're right.
Why the hell aren't people... Why should people go to see your show? I mean, I know you're a fantastic comic.
Yep.
And I direct people to go see other fantastic local comics.
Yep.
And I just think people are missing out.
Yeah. Okay. So what the question was, why should people see my show?
Yeah, absolutely.
You should see my show because you can relate to it. You're going to get value for money afterwards. You know what? I'm not going to be one of those people who go backstage and say, oh, no, I'm not going to talk to the crowd. I'm not going to talk to the crowd. You know what? I'm going to be that person who's going to walk, stand at the door, and if the show's shit and you don't enjoy it, it's going to be awkward. That's what it's going to be like. If you don't enjoy the show, you're going to have to walk past me and eyeball me.
Yep.
And you're going to have to pretend that you like the show. So you're going to have to go, oh, thanks very much for that, and then walk off.
It's a challenging show.
It's a challenging show, you know. I mean,
but that won't happen because it's going to be a great show.
It is a great show. It is a great show. And you're going to be taken on an adventure. And it's going to take you back to, and you're going to realize, you go, oh, I remember that night when we did this. And you're going to be going, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, because I talk about my family as well, and times where dad's been drunk, times where mum's been drunk. So it's just, it's good family fun for everyone if your family are alcoholics.
And, well, that sounds like a good show for me.
Yeah, 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 yeah. So did I sell it there? Was that all right?
That's a good
show. Yeah.
But yeah, so you're at the Hotel Barclay in St Kilda.
I am.
April 5 to 9.
Yes.
April 16.
Yep.
And April 23.
Yeah, so they're Sunday shows.
Okay, so it's 7 o'clock?
Yep.
Or 5:30 on a Sunday?
5:30 on a Sunday. And on the last two Sundays, we've got a live podcast with the Nelson Twins.
Yeah, people should... That's a funny combo.
Let's make... So the podcast is called The Good Old Days.
Yep.
So anything... So basically anything from yesterday back is The Good Old Days. So... That's what it's about. We get guests in. We've had great guests like Chris Wainhouse, Jeff Green.
Jeff Green's fantastic.
Funny man. Dave Toll, Carl Chandler, Gabe Hogan, Russell Wigginton, and we've locked in our first well, the last week, the 23rd of April. So we've got Brad Oakes and Chris Wainhouse doing that show.
You would not want to miss those guys.
Don't miss it. Make sure you get there. And tickets are only $10.
That's nothing.
That's perfect.
That's like not even a stubby beer anymore.
Yeah. So that'll start at 7 o'clock. So let's have a big Sunday night. If you've got an RDO or your greenskeeper and you just love getting on it, just come down to St Kilda and we'll have some fun.
So the show's the morning after. We'll tweet it out. But where can people find you online?
You can find me online. I'm on Twitter at Evan_Hocking. And I am Evan Hocking. Just friend me. I'm a reasonable bloke. The friend requests bank up, but they're mainly just girls with fake boobs, so I don't think they're real. So if you're a real person, I'll friend request you. I'll accept. Otherwise, there's Evan Hocking Comedian.
Lots of videos there for people to check
there's
out.
There's videos, yeah. I did a few promo videos for the show, and I'm also on Instagram, if anyone Instagrams.
Photos of you kissing Wendell Saylor's biceps.
Oh, I've got to find that photo. I do have it somewhere. I don't know where. I've just hit me shin on the table.
There's no footy this year after that injury.
No, I'm done. To be honest, my playing days are over. I'm gone.
That's tough.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks for popping in, Evan. It sounds like a hell of a show. I urge everyone who's in Melbourne to definitely check it out. Very funny guy.
And do the double, because we've got the suburban footballer as well.
Tommy Seagate, the suburban footballer.
Yep.
Very funny guy. It's definitely awesome. Definitely check it out. If you're going up, see a couple shows, three shows, you can. I've certainly done that before in a night.
Yeah.
It's the way to go.
Stevie, you're a legend, mate.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for coming in, bud.
Cheers.
Yeah, so, just again, if you wanted to book tickets to Evan's show, I recommend the Sunday shows. They're doing live podcast recording. He's got in some fantastic guests with him. The Nelson twins, who are fantastic. They've been on.
They're great as well.
Awesome. You've seen them.
Yep.
The Suburban Footballer.
Oh, nice.
If you follow Suburban Footballer on Facebook, you know, he's extremely funny. Tommy Seagate. So he'll be on it. And comedy legend, Brad Oakes. You won't get a better, more professional comic than Brad Oakes. Absolute legend of the game. And I would highly recommend getting to any of the shows.
Yep.
Have a beer.
It's going to be cheap. Yeah, have a chat with him. He's happy to engage him.
Half price tickets. You can't do better.
$10
or something.
Yeah, $10-$15. Can't beat it. Good Sunday, Arvo. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. If you do want to follow us on social media, you can do that by checking us out on Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors or at Statesman33. Follow us on Facebook as well. Just search The Draft Doctors there. Or check out the website, thedraftdoctors.com.au.
We're on in the show, don't forget, Thursday next week.
Yes, we've got the Good Friday, Easter weekend coming up. So there's a game on Thursday night, so the pod will be dropping Thursday morning. Good luck, everyone, and we'll catch you on Monday.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Draft Doctors Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and review.